5.2 Form Books, the Paralegal's Best Friend. A form book is a publication that provides examples, templates, guidelines, checklists, and other assistance. Form books differ from treatises in that a treatise is a law book written by a private individual on a specific area of law. Treatises typically have some forms related to a specific area of law, in addition to commentary and guides for litigation, but form books provide forms in almost every area of law. For a paralegal, form books provide a wealth of information. Not only does a form make your job easier, it saves your client money and makes you a more productive paralegal. Form books may provide sample interrogatories, requests for admissions, requests for production of documents, deposition questions, and even examples of trial examination questions. Through form books, the paralegal has instant access to thousands of questions that pertain to discovery preparation. Some form books provide checklists, which help ensure all the correct procedures are followed when creating a document or engaging in an activity such as serving process on a defendant. Not only does this make the paralegal's job easier, but the result will also likely be a higher quality document. Quick view, locating form books. Westlaw. 1. Sign in and locate the main search query bar at the top of the page. 2. Type form and select the recommended link Form Finder. 3. In the Form Finder page that opens, enter your search query in the main search bar at top. 4. If you prefer, navigate to specific forms collections by selecting database links for forms by state, forms by topics, or forms by publications in the main window, then enter your query in the new page. 5. Select a form from the list of search results and have any relevant documents delivered by printing, download, or email. Lexis. 1. In the Categories drop-down menu, click on the Sample Forms link. 2. Enter a query in the text box, then click the Search button. 3. Select the desired forms from the Results page. 4. Have the form delivered by email or download, or copy and paste to a Word document. Law Library. 1. Choose a form book, then locate the index at the end of the set. 2. Research your key terms and phrases in the index, which will provide a topic and section number or other information. Locate the topic and section number in the main volumes. 4. Look for relevant forms and references to additional authority. 5. Always check the pocket part or supplement. Assignment 5.2A, locating form books in Westlaw. Westlaw provides thousands of forms online. The trick is finding a few that relate to your client's situation. If you don't find a form book that is specific to your jurisdiction, which is possible, don't worry. Since form books typically provide the body of the document, and since the document is somewhat generic in nature, a form that is from a California form book may very well help the paralegal create a document even if he or she is in Connecticut. 1. Set your filter. Type form in the search query text box, and then select the form finder from the recommendations that appear. 2. Enter your search query. The best way to search forms is to simply enter your search query in the text box at top once you are in the Form Finder database page. You should select the Add to Favorites box towards the top of the page to access this tool more efficiently. Note, another option is to select a jurisdiction, such as a specific state, an area of law, such as bankruptcy, or a specific publication, such as Amateur Legal Forms. Those links, seen in the above image, constantly narrow the scope of the research. A more effective method is to search using the broad Form Finder page described above, and then use the narrow window options at the left of the results page to focus the scope of the results there. However, if you do choose to research specific publications, the following are good places to start. Amateur Pleading and Practice Form, recommended. A comprehensive set of state and federal pleading and practice forms arranged alphabetically by titles that generally correspond to those found in American Jurisprudence Second. Amateur Legal Forms includes more than 22,000 business and legal forms, enhanced with drafting guides, checklists, practice aids, and notes on the use of those forms. West's Federal Forms provides procedural forms with accompanying commentary for use in handling civil and criminal cases in the federal court. Not authorized message. As a student, you will likely not have access to every database. Do not be frustrated by this. Some of the blocked databases are simply collections of multiple form books to which you will have individual access. Also, even law firms typically have limited subscriptions. You will likely have access to more sources under your student subscription than most lawyers have under their plans. In fact, many of the databases under your subscription are part of the Premier Thomson Reuters database plan. Three, select the form link from the results page. You will be provided with links and short summaries for dozens of forms, with those being most relevant to your query presented first. 4. Review relevant results by clicking on the title link. The researcher will use the same navigation tips previously provided. Use the results list as a quick link tool so that you may quickly navigate to any desired form in the results page. 5. Copy and paste the relevant portion of the form. Once the desired form has been identified, the paralegal may download, print, or email the form using the document discovery tools. However, these cost the attorney and ultimately the client money. Instead, highlight the desired text to copy and paste into a Word document. To copy and paste from a web page, 1. Hold down the left click button at the start point of the desired text. 2. Drag your mouse to the end of the desired text, then release the button. 3. The text will be highlighted. Right-click that text and select Copy. 4. Paste the material into a Word document. Do not expect to find an exact form for your client. Instead, expect to find an outline of sorts. This way, you will not be starting from scratch. Checklist. Researching form books using Westlaw. In the search query text block, type forms and select Form Finder. Type your search query and click Search. Select the desired form from the results page, then copy and paste the relevant parts of the form into your new document. Additional comment, a very special form book. Amateur Proof of Facts is an especially valuable research tool. It is usually referred to as a form book, but is actually more of a hybrid between a form book and a treatise and a litigation aid. POF includes articles, forms, checklists, interview questions, and answers, references to other authority, and most uniquely, proofs, which are lists of facts that will have to be established in order to win a legal argument. It is a fascinating and powerful set of books. Learning to utilize this powerful resource is highly recommended, both in the law library and online using Westlaw. Amateur Proof of Facts is not available on Lexis at the time of publication. Assignment 5.2b, locating form books on Lexis. Lexis provides thousands of forms online. In fact, forms and other litigation aids could arguably be the strength of this online research tool. 1. Select your filters. At the right side of the search query box, click on the Categories drop-down menu. From the list that appears in the drop-down menu, click Sample Forms. 2. Enter a search query. In the search query box, type your search query and click on Search. 3. Review form excerpts from results page. The results page will provide short portions from forms that relate to your search query. Scan through the results to see if anything looks promising. 4. View relevant forms. In the results page, click on the title of any forms that appear to be relevant. That complete form will now open. Forms found in form books are typically not complete documents. Instead, they are important parts of a document. For instance, a form may be just a paragraph or two that constitute a cause of action. As a paralegal, you would collect any of those cause of action paragraphs that are relevant and then copy and paste them into your own complaint. So think of online forms as a process of assembly. Lexis provides different tools depending on the publication from which the form came. One of the most helpful is the checklist filter. In the menu in the left column, select Form Type, then check the box next to Checklist. If the results include checklists, this tool will load them in the main window. 5. Copy and paste the relevant portion of the form. Once you have found a form that is relevant, it is likely that you will not use the entire form. You may want to pick and choose elements. When drafting a complaint, for example, it is especially helpful to search for the page for the causes of action. If you find a cause of action relevant to your matter, copy and paste that part of the form. You will learn how to create a complaint in the following chapter. As you study that portion of the textbook, keep in mind that you will have the online services to help you with almost all elements of your complaint, but especially for the causes of action. Once a desired form element has been identified, the paralegal may download, print, or email the form using the document delivery tools. However, these cost the attorney and ultimately the client money. It does not cost to highlight the desired text to copy and paste into a Word document. Copy and paste from a web page. 1. Place the cursor at the start point of the desired text. 2. Hold down the left click button on your mouse. 3. Drag the mouse to the end of the desired text, then release the button. 4. The text will be highlighted. Right-click on that text and select copy. 5. Paste the material into a Word document. Checklist. Researching form books using Lexis. In the Categories drop-down menu, click on the Sample Forms link. Enter a query in the text box and click Search. Select the desired forms from the results page, then copy and paste to a Word document. Assignment 5.2c. Locating form books in the law library, optional. A question may arise at this point that is quite understandable. With so many thousands of forms at my fingertips using Westlaw and Lexis, Why should I even bother with the law library? There are two good reasons. You will likely not have access to both Westlaw and Lexis. There are very few firms in the country that subscribe to both Westlaw and Lexis. If Amateur Pleading and Practice Forms is your favorite forms database, but your firm subscribes to Lexis, you are out of luck. If Benders is one of your favorite databases, but your firm subscribes to Westlaw, likewise, you are out of luck. In both above circumstances, using the law library to locate a form which you have not been able to locate online may be necessary. You may not have access to either Westlaw or Lexis. Firms that subscribe to online legal research services must pay for the minutes used and the number of subscribers on the plan. Firms looking to save costs may decide not to provide all paralegals with access to the online service to which they subscribe. In addition, in tough economic times, there are some firms that decide to cut costs by not subscribing to Westlaw or Lexis. If one of the newer online services is subscribed to, those services do not have the form books and litigation aids provided in Westlaw and Lexis, but the library still does. Cost limiting factors. You may have clients who can't afford online research, or even if a client can afford it, there may be times when you want to conduct some initial research because you are not certain whether the idea you have will pan out. It is empowering to know you can take an hour of your own time at a law library to conduct initial research, and if the research is productive, tell the attorney about it and bill the client. If not, you have only spent an hour or two of your own time. Locating the books. Every law library differs in terms of its choice of form books, but following are some very powerful tools that most law libraries contain. Try to locate and research within each of them in your law library. Amateur Proof of Facts. One of the most powerful of all form books. This set of books is worth the trip to the law library all by itself. Include sample discovery, deposition questions, examination questions, checklists, and even lists of elements that must be proven in order for a claim to be successful at trial. Use this set of books, also available on Westlaw. Amateur Pleading and Practice Forms. An excellent source for general litigation with extensive forms. Also available on Westlaw. Amateur Trials, a very powerful tool that provides not just forms, but trial strategy, lists, checklists, and other litigation aids. Also available on Westlaw. Benders Discovery Forms, an extremely useful form book. This multi-volume three-ring binder set contains hundreds of discovery examples. Because it is in binder form as opposed to a standard bound book, it will take some adjusting. After using it a couple of times, you will find it quite user-friendly. Amateur Legal Forms includes more than 22,000 business and legal forms, enhanced with drafting guides, checklists, and practice aids. West's Legal Forms provides extensive transactional forms, commentary, checklists, analysis, and expert guidance over 14 major areas of law. Using the form books. The form books in the law library are the original versions of those now collected in online databases. The method of accessing them is straightforward. 1. Begin in the index. Each form book in the law library has an index. Research your key terms in the index. Once you have located your subject matter as a general topic, review the subtopics for your other terms. For example, if the researcher is seeking an example of a supporting affidavit for a motion for summary judgment, the initial terms researched might be summary judgment or affidavit. If the researcher successfully locates summary judgment as a topic, then he or she should look for affidavit as a subtopic. The index will provide the researcher with information leading to the main volumes, usually a topic and section number, such as motion, section 18. In that case, the researcher would locate the volume containing the topic motion and then locate the section number 18. Two, go to the main volumes. The topics are listed on the spine of the main volumes. Pull out the desired volume, locate the part within the volume covering the topic, and look up the section number. The value of the form book is that it provides the body of the document. The body is generally generic as to content. The paralegal will use a caption and signature typically used by the firm for that jurisdiction. 3. Check for additional authority. The main function of form books is, obviously, to provide forms. However, there are sometimes references to additional sources, such as statutes, cases, or possibly additional forms. They will usually be included in the footnotes. Be alert for such references and make note of them in case you need to broaden the scope of your research. Checklist. Researching form books in the law library. Locate the index to the form book being researched. Research your key terms in the index. Identify the relevant topic and section numbers in the index. Locate the corresponding topic and section number in the main volume. Choose relevant forms and be aware of references to additional authority. Always check the pocket part.